He wants to build a place of rest in me and you. Amen? He wants to rest his feet so we can go do his bidding. And what is that? Pray. Then he gives you the courage, the boldness, the ideas, the plans to walk it out. Amen? Amen? He says, I want you to, whatever you ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing to him in his sight. That's 1 John 1:9. That's what he's saying. Follow the commands. Listen to what he says. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And that will cover the Ten Commandments. Amen? We confess our sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And if we have sinned against another, God says restitution should be a part of your next steps. Amen? Therefore, if you bring a gift to the altar there and remember your brother has something against you, leave the gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer the gift. Matthew 5:23-24. It is that's a principle that we've got to follow. When you take communion, check your heart. Do you have aught against somebody? Are you angry? Are you unforgiving? You know what? Take the communion and then go quickly and take care of the business. Amen? But if you get brought a love gift, leave it there. You don't get to complete it. Because if you throw that in the pile, it's kind of dirty. You're not going to buy your way to heaven. Amen? Amen? So let me go through a few things that the Lord says you need to repent for. So I want to pray here at the end, but I want to have something substantial for you to be saying, okay, here I am, take your best shot. Amen? Abusive speech. Have you ever, and I know you're not going to admit it in here, but do you treat people righteously? Do you treat them good? Do you badmouth people? How are you on the road? Are you keeping your hands down? Somebody cut you off? Are you nice? Do you say bless you? You don't know that bothers God when we overreact? Cheating on your spouse, and by the way, it doesn't mean running off with them and having an affair. If you're looking the wrong way, that's wrong. What you think in your mind, so you are. Amen? How about apathy and lukewarmness? Is that something you need to deal with and repent for? How about bitterness? Are you bitter about some things in your life and you can't let it go and it affects you in all elements of your life? How about the fleshly nature? Oh, do any of you cheat on your taxes? Integrity. How about tests at school? How about chronic lateness? You know, some people have that problem. They just always are late. It doesn't matter. They leave their house at 7 o'clock. The meeting's at 7 o'clock. I remember when I moved to Hawaii, I lived there for a while, and we'd always race around. They're going, slow down. I said, well, the meeting's at 7. That's when they leave their house. I said, what do the people do on the other side of the island? They don't show up until 8 then. But it's okay. We're not in a hurry. You guys come over from the mainland. It's hurry, hurry, hurry. How about complaining about attitudes or coveting your neighbor, whatever they have in their driveway? Criticism. Do you gossip, criticize? I think that we all fall into that, criticizing and gossiping, because there's a fine line there. Well, we're just discussing it so we can pray about it. Deceitfulness, disobedience to parents. How many of you were disobedient to your parent? Did you repent? They've passed, and you never repented. And we all were naughty. We just didn't get caught. How about causing division among believers? Have you ever been involved in a church split? It's awful, and you cannot take sides. Have you ever been involved when a couple breaks up and they're wanting to pull you one way or another? It's awful. It's heartbreaking. But being a part of division and encouraging it on one side that really is a sin. It'll come back on you. Easily deceived by false doctrine. How about evil desires? Did you hear me? Evil desires. How about exaggeration? Who exaggerates? Now, I don't exaggerate, except in fishing. Big fish get away. How about failure to help the poor and the widows? What is that chapter in Isaiah 58? It says, my true fast is taking care of the widows and the orphans, feeding them. You know, the government's taking care of them. What about the church? What about the church? How about restitution to those that you've hurt? How about maturity or failure to mature in Christ? You don't want to go any further. You don't want to get any deeper. How about failure to repent? Failure to share your faith? You're embarrassed. He'll be embarrassed of you. Failure to surrender to the Lord. Failure to take care of the elderly. Failure to teach and instruct your children in the Lord. We will be accountable to that. Amen? Failure to treat God as holy. Fornication. I'll skip that. Giving the devil opportunity. Greed. Grieving the Holy Spirit. You ever grieve the Holy Spirit? You know how you grieve the Holy Spirit? You think it's because I tell you, you're down here dancing and carrying on and you're just enjoying the Spirit, and I go down there and I go, knock it off, straighten yourself up. You know, you would say, you grieve my Holy Spirit by causing that. And I'm going to say to you, you grieved your own Holy Spirit because you took offense. You shut it down. You should have turned to me and said, I am worshiping my God just like David danced. Amen? Nobody can shut you down. You shut yourself down. Don't give that person that kind of control over you. Amen? Hatred, holding grudges. How about husbands failing to be leaders, spiritual leaders in their homes? Impure thoughts. Lack of faith. Lack of spiritual wisdom. You don't seek God for it. Love of money, laziness. Yes, I pulled up a lot of scripture because I wanted us to see that we're not looking at what really is bothering God's heart, what really we need to repent for. Lust, lying, murder, and that murder is hatred. When you hate somebody, you're murdering them. Amen? Neglect in reading your Bible. When did you read your Bible last? Don't answer that. Neglecting to pray. That's relationship and fellowship with God. Amen? That I'm going back to the outbursts of anger. Listen, if you're having issues with pornography, get rid of it. Get rid of it. I mean, it's a problem in America, serious problem in America. Not just men, women too. Amen? Being presumptuous or willful in sin, pride. And you know that I have to tell people when I go, I want you to, go with me and pray with me. And they're going, oh, no, I can't pray. I'm too shy. And I'll go, that's pride. Did you know that's pride? Because here's pride, here's fear, and shyness is sitting on fear. And it's like a horsey ride. Where we're happy together, leave us alone, and let us just do our own thing. And it's an excuse. And I remember I was here in this area one time, and there's a guy that worked, I remember the meeting was in a trailer, and we went around the room, and we were introducing all these people, and pretty soon we got to this one guy, and he just looked at me. He wouldn't talk. And pretty soon one of the guys says, oh, he doesn't talk. I said, is he, you mean mute? No, he just doesn't talk. He's shy. His wife goes, he doesn't talk. Talks a little at home. I looked at him and I said, how come you don't talk? And he goes, because I'm shy. And I said, well, I want you to know something. Shy is a coward. And guess what coward is lumped in? Right there with the homosexuals. And you know, I couldn't shut that man up. I'm telling you, he started talking, and I said, why are you doing that? Because I'm not going to be lumped up with the homosexuals. That's exactly how he said it. That was here in Ketchikan. That is a true story. You probably know him. Don't tell on me. But he did. He talked up a storm. It was the funniest thing. Amen? How about, cursing? We already discussed. Let's see. Resentment. Resentment. Are you resentful of other people that are successful? Are you resentful that it's not going your way, but you're not happy for someone else? That's out of line. Don't get jealous. Don't get selfish. Don't show favorites. Be careful of showing favoritism. Be careful of slander, unwholesome words, being spiritually asleep, stealing. And you think about, what am I stealing? I'm not stealing anything. I'll tell you what, if you come in a group like this and you don't really want to hear the gospel, you're probably writing notes on your phone or doing something, anything, to not have to listen to me, but your buddy wants to stay here and you want to know something, you're stealing that person next to you's opportunity. They came to hear something. Don't steal. Amen. Don't steal that hope. Don't interrupt and distract. Amen. How about compassion? Are you uncompassionate? You know, compassion is developed in us. That is not a natural thing. You have to work on it. Amen. Are you concerned for the lost? I'm almost done. Are you yielding to the Spirit or unyielding to the Spirit? Are you worrying? Are you worrying? When you deny yourself by saying, I'm not worthy, that is a lie. You are worthy. You're all worthy. And that's where I want to take you now, is to that place of repentance. And I'm going to bring some of my team members up here, and we want to just partner with you. I don't want you to have to come up here and say what your sin is. But if there's something that I tagged while I was naming those off, this is where you need to come. God says, I want to break the bondage. This is your bondage. I want to set the captives free. He said, I want to, how does that, let me go to that real quick. Isaiah 61. I love this scripture. You want to know why I love this scripture? When I was younger and I had started to, feel like I could advise somebody. I had a friend call me from Oregon, and I knew her. She had become a Christian, came to Kenai, and her husband fished on the river, and he was a partier, she was a partier, she quit partying, he kept partying, he probably womanized a little bit, and that's how they were, that was their lifestyle. But she became a Christian, and he was trying to go to church, he was trying to do things, but she just put him down, and he just got tougher and a little bit meaner. And one day she called me and she says, I can't be married to him. He's unclean, he's not a Christian, I don't want to live with him anymore. And in my naivety, I went after her. Her name is Nancy too, and I said, Nancy, I said, you were one day sitting at that bar stool with him. You were one day doing naughties. You have an experience, an encounter with the Lord, and you have changed. You've changed, not him. Now you are becoming judge and jury against the man that you loved. I said, look at his muscles. Look at his eyes. He's the same man. They may sag a little. They may be tired eyes, and he may be wearing glasses, but he's the same man you married and loved, and now because he doesn't have Christ in his life, you think you're justified to leave him? She was so mad at me, she hung up on me. And it scared me. I thought I went too far, because that's how I feel. I said, no, what you're going to do is you're going to divorce that man, and all the good that you have helped him become, I said, some beautiful woman's going to come along and scarf him up, and they're going to reap what you sowed into him. That's what you're going to do. That's when she hung up on me. So I went into the other room, and I'm pacing back and forth, and I didn't know what Isaiah 61 was. And I'm pacing back and forth, and the Lord says, get a Bible. I said, I messed up, Lord, I messed up. I was too strong. I'm sorry, Lord, help me, Lord. But I hate divorce. And I'm going on and on, pacing back and forth. And pretty soon, he said, Nancy, get a Bible, look up Isaiah 61. And so I went, there was up in this room that I was in, I pulled out this green old Bible, opened it to Isaiah 61, and I sobbed like a baby. Because that was me, to set the captives free. He's talking about Jesus, and you see that again in chapter 4 of Luke. But let me read it to you again, and let me tell you how I saw it. Hear my cry, O God. No, it's Isaiah 61, right? It was close. Sounded like it a little bit, huh? Don't you love the word? Don't you love how he talks to us? And the more you read it, the more you understand it, the clarity of it and the connecting of the dots and the mysteries that he exposes. Oh, I love it. I just love it. Anyway, he says, the Spirit of the Lord, just think about, while I'm saying this over you, claim it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because the Lord anointed me to bring the good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to give freedom to the prisoners. And right there, this is what I saw. Proclaim liberty to the captives. Those are people that have been captivated unjustly, and they're in a prison of sometimes their own making because of unequally yoked, and they're in prison. Amen? Or they're captives. But the freedom to the prisoners, that's a different thing. The prisoners are the ones that have been captivated, and the door has been open for them to go. They were captivated by some kind of sin or whatever, and they can go. And the door is open, the cage door is open, or the bars are open to go, and because you're comfortable where you've been in that bondage, you don't want to move. How many feel that way sometimes? The door's open, but that freedom, you're afraid of it. You're afraid of it. And I saw that that was the ministry. That was going to be the ministry. To set the captives free, set the prisoners free, open the doors, and not only open the doors, but step into that cage and say, come on, let's go out together. Amen? Let's go out together. Amen? So, Father, I want to close there with people in this room that go, you know what? I have that laziness, that tardiness, that tax problem. I probably watch TV that's pretty risque, that's borderlining where I shouldn't be looking. I'm not trusting you enough, Lord. I'm bitter. I have unforgiveness. I'm trying to be holy as you are holy, but I don't have time to do that. I want you to think about it. Close your eyes and just think about where you possibly might be in what I just said. Amen? And nobody's looking. I want you to raise your hand if you say you've grabbed something that you know you've been bound by, you want to get delivered of it tonight. Just raise your hand. Praise the Lord. And I'll tell you, none of us in here are sin-free, so you all should be raising your hand. So I would just declare, you grab onto that one thing. This is a practice. That one thing you're going to do tonight, you're going to by yourself say, Lord, here's my cup. All those people that I'm angry with right now, help me write their names in that cup. Because I'm about to give that cup to you, Lord, to heal all those disagreements and bitterness, unforgiveness, and all those relationships. Lord, I'm ready to do it. Father, as I go by and just touch them, come on, Sarah, as I go by and just touch them and start praying for them. Lord, I just ask right now that Tom and Debbie would just come out in the aisle here. Lord, I just ask that Michael and Michelle come out to this middle aisle. Amen.